And we debut Hints on Afternoon Drive.
She's got hints nobody else would know. Hints nobody ever sees. We've got hints from Heloise. Now what can I do with this old broken comb?
Hang it on the wall.
And it's actually sponsored, right, Mino?
It is. American Leak Detection.
Yeah.
I don't think they necessarily bought hints. They just bought this segment.
They bought the time.
Yeah.
Heloise knows how to handle leaks.
Yeah.
Okay.
You don't think so?
She probably has a hint.
That book. She's got to frickin' stick a piece of gum over it or something on that deal.
Hints. For those of you who are hearing this for the very first time, this was a staple on the orphanage, May It Rest in Peace, a Saturday morning show that Danny and I used to do to waste 2 hours.
Of our time and yours.
Yes. And Hints is a column to help you with your life. It is ripped and read from the Dallas Morning News. I am holding in my hand the Arts and Life section from Saturday. Page 4E. So if you want to dig in your litter box or in your bird's cage or your recycling bin, you can read along.
Or your butt. It might be there.
It might be.
I have to clean my butt.
Dustin in Arizona writes, Dear Heloise, my mom saves all the plastic bags we get from shopping. We use them for different things, but there were just too many stuffed under the cabinet. So I used an empty tissue box and stuffed in as many of the bags that I could. I couldn't believe how many bags fit in there. I colored the box with my markers and showed it to my mom. She thought it was a great idea. Now we keep the box on a pantry shelf where everybody knows it's the place to go to get a bag.
How old's Dustin? About four?
Yeah, I thought...
Eight?
I thought maybe... Maybe I knew how he emptied a box of Kleenex
you're 14.
Until I heard that he had markers.
The crayons, so. Yeah.
Yeah, if you were 14, you're going through about one a day, and I mean box.
Yeah.
Right, Dave?
Yeah.
Sometimes you can go through a box when you're 40.
And it's best to just get the cheap kind, because you don't need the lotion after the fact.
Well, you might.
Okay.
You want to be moisturized, Dave.
Yeah, you don't want to be too chafed.
Mm-mm.
So you like...
Fresh air pepper?
Dry every once in a while?
Yeah.
More dry or more...
What's the next hint from Heloise, Dave?
They do have, if you go to like Bed Bath & Beyond or Linens and Things or something like that, they do have little caddies that you can... hang in your pantry to shove your grocery bags in.
And there's no telling how many you could get in that caddy.
Yeah.
A million in there.
Yeah, think of how many.
Stuff a bunch in there. Frank J. in Provo, Utah writes, Dear Heloise, I have a favorite pot that I use to make sauces and other things. I usually need a steel wool soap pad to clean the cooked-on stuff out of it. The other day I reached for a pad only to pull out an empty box. Now what to do? Well, you can fill the box with grocery bags.
Yeah. Well, you got to use your markers on it first.
Then I remembered reading that in a pinch you could use a ball of aluminum foil. Well, guess what? It worked wonderfully.
I did not know that.
See, if you need a scouring pad for some reason, just
wad up some aluminum foil.
Did you know that, Dave?
I didn't. That's actually helpful.
Thanks, Heloise.
Well, it was Frank that wrote it.
Yeah, she Heloise didn't just get to it yet.
Copy and pasted it. Because she's stealing so much money from newspapers everywhere.
Say, did she offer any advice to the kid with the bags?
No.
She doesn't even comment.
No.
Not
she doesn't even say,
to the
great
kid with
job,
the bags.
Bag kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, good job helping your mom, bag kid.
Yeah, send me a picture of your colorful box.
Right.
Mark that.
I was talking over it.
Were you?
Yeah.
Damn it. Daniel in Nebraska writes, Dear Heloise, whenever I stay in a hotel, a shower cap is usually provided. I use it when packing to go home. It's perfect to wrap my shoes in before I put them in my suitcase.
Done that.
You have?
Yep.
Road trip vet?
Yep. I have done that.
Do you go all in on pilfering the toiletries and the sewing kit?
Yeah, used to. You know, when you're new at the travel game, you're kind of like, wow, they're leaving all this stuff. You got to take it. You just take it. But yeah, you know.
You ever take a bathrobe and then get charged $300 for
it?
Well,
I haven't, but I've known people who have. Put it that way.
Dear Heloise, writes Marion M. in Greenville, North Carolina. Dear Heloise, after I get home from shopping at the warehouse store.
What's a warehouse store?
Like, she talking like Costco?
Costco or Sam's?
Yeah.
Welcome to Costco. I love you. I write with a permanent marker, one of three, or however many items came in the package. For example, deodorant is one of three, two of three, and three of three. This way, I won't buy more because I will know how many more are under the sink.
Again, look. I buy in bulk.
Do you?
I'm not going to lie.
Do you have a Sam's card or a Costco membership?
I have a Sam's membership.
For the bar?
Mainly, yes. But I do buy staples such as...
Condoms?
Such as...
Pregnancy tests?
such as paper towels, toilet paper, body wash... anything that has to do with, you know...
Razor blades,
yep, bathroom essentials.
Astroglide.
All on Amazon Prime. I buy it all online.
Through Sam's?
No, through just Amazon Prime. Amazon sells everything. And often
and they have it in bulk just like you would get at Sam's?
Yes. If you run out of toilet paper, which happens, I don't know, twice a year now, as opposed to once a week, you get online, click on your doo-doo wipe.
How many rolls do they send to your house?
You get a whole case.
Really?
Yeah, a big, giant case.
And so it's been at least 6 months since you had to duck walk to 7-Eleven?
or for the Kleenex box or an old Rondo shirt.
By the way, Henry did not diarrhea, and so I did not have to clean it up with the Rondo jersey.
But this was a hint from Mark Cuban that I heard a long time ago. He said, if you have the storage, it is a wonderful way to save money is to buy in bulk. And I happen to have a pretty decent size closet that I can fit all that crap into.
Well.
Yeah.
Soon you'll be as rich as Mark Cuban.
And it's just a matter of convenience. Don't you hate going to the store and buying all that junk?
I do. I do. I don't know. I do try to buy, like, if I'm buying paper towels, I'll buy at the Target or grocery store, I'll buy the 8-pack.
Yeah.
Or the 10-pack.
15, yeah.
And if it's toilet paper, I'll buy, like, the mega roll because I fill up a commode.
Gross.
And so I'll buy the, you know, the equivalent. It says, you know, the equivalent of 32 rolls or 20, yeah, you know, whatever it is. So I will try to not stopgap and just buy the little 4-pack thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't have a discount club card to buy true bulk. But maybe I need to Amazon Prime it.
It's free shipping, and it's 2-day. So if you look and see, I've got 3 rolls of toilet paper, you get on Amazon right now.
But what if I have to poop tomorrow?
You're going to go through 3 rolls for one?
He said he fills a commode.
For one sitting? I said sitting?
Yeah.
Fills a commode.
Finally, Tom L. in San Diego writes, Dear Heloise, my daughter just got her driver's license, so we bought her a used car. The car was nice, but it had a lot of bumper stickers that she didn't like. Like maybe a fish bumper sticker.
Right.
Or the coexist.
Yes. I want a bumper sticker that says Blue Bonnet Steamroller.
Hashtag Blue Bonnet Steamroller?
Yes.
We tried a lot of different things to remove them. What do you think is the most common bumper sticker these days? Is it the coexist?
Coexist is a big one.
13.1.
That's a big one. The marathon
stickers. 26.2, 13.1.
The one with the family stick figures.
Oh,
and the
yes.
Dog and
that's
all that.
Definitely it.
That's
yeah.
a big popular one.
My telling people your students are in an honor, or your kids are the Honor Society kids.
Yeah.
Back to the stick figures. My favorite one is the one single man stick figure, and next to him is a sack of money. Have you seen that one?
I have seen that one.
That's a good one, though.
Yes.
And I guess something that's kind of taken the place of the bumper sticker are the little chrome emblems, whether it's your school or it's
fish,
the Christian fish
or the Darwin fish.
I mean, why do you have to rub people's faces and what you like with a sticker on your car? Unless it's ticket sticker, and thank you for promoting
sometimes it's advertising.
The station.
I once read a very valuable tweet that said that bumper stickers are a good thing because you let somebody know, or I can already tell by your bumper sticker whether I'm going to like you or not. So it's a good filtering process.
But you may never see them again, so what's the point?
Well, just in case. If I see them at the gas station and they've got a certain bumper sticker on their car, I know that I'm not going to like them.
If they have a Sarah Palin 2008 sticker on there still? Well, if you do need to remove stickers from a used car, or if you have a sticker that no longer applies to you, if you have had a sea change in your attitudes.
Or a C-section.
Yes, if you've had a C-section.
Well, if you've had a C-section, you got to at least add a kid.
Yeah, you need to peel off the old stick figures and put on a new set of stick figures.
Take off one of the dogs and put on a new kid.
Here's what finally worked, said Tom L. Use a blow dryer to soften the glue, lift up a corner, and then slide a credit card underneath, and then gently pull the sticker off. It takes some work, but eventually the sticker will come off.
See, if I'm Heloise right now,
I'd get a new car.
Have you ever heard of Goo Gone, you idiot?
Yeah, Goo Gone works. Or in a pinch, I've used like cooking oil.
Really?
That'll break down the... It takes a while because you got to break down the paper layer with the actual sticker design.
Sure.
And then once you get that off, then you have to get all the adhesive off.
I believe I'd rip the paper off. I think that would come. And then with the Goo Gone, I'd take the rest of the adhesive off. But the point of this is, Heloise didn't give us one hint.
Nothing.
No.
You've given us several hints.
She attaches her name to other people's emails and collects a syndication check.
And she's not even Heloise. She's Heloise's daughter, so she's milking her dead mother's grave and reprinting letters from readers.
In Arizona and so forth.
Yeah, so she does zero work.
Nothing.
And no telling how much money she makes.
Good gig if you can get it.
That, my friends, is Hints from Heloise, and that is why the orphanage is canceled.
Sorry, Wolonski.
Yeah, I hope Wolonski was by the channel.
It's
up next, it's